Commentator Frank DeFord has some giant-sized gripes. He says it's the season to consult the sports curmudgeon about all that's wrong with pro football.
It's autumn and the point spreads are cooling down and turning colors, so the sports curmudgeon, gaining momentum, returns with an all-gridiron grump. First of all, the sports curmudgeon wants to know why the National Football League is getting out of the wrong side of the bed every morning. It seems to be as public relations blind as Augusta National Golf Course. Well, not that stupid. The sports curmudgeon once called Augusta National the American Singapore. Now the sports curmudgeon begs to apologize to Singapore. Instead, the sports curmudgeon says, "Hello to you, Augusta National, the American Saudi Arabia." But the sports curmudgeon digresses from Pigskiniana. He asks, how petty could the NFL be not to let Peyton Manning, the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, wear black high-top shoes for one game in honor of Johnny Unitas? What a sweet and original gesture. The sports curmudgeon is disgusted. But then the sports curmudgeon fears that the NFL has lost all sense of proportion. Believe it or not, there is something called the National Women's Football League, which draws a few hundred spectators to its big games. The NWFL wanted to call its championship game, which was played at some high school field somewhere in Pennsylvania, the Super Bowl. Get it? But the sports curmudgeon is appalled to learn that the NFL sicked its lawyers on the football ladies, demanding they cease use of the name Super because it would create confusion in the marketplace with the Super Bowl. Oh, please, NFL. The sports curmudgeon says that now his only confusion with the Super Bowl is Tidy Bowl. The sports curmudgeon says, look out, football fans. As you heard when he began this rant, Mr. Momentum is back. Now, momentum never completely goes away. Football announcers use it as the answer to what's happening in each and every game. The team has got momentum. Oops, it lost momentum. The other team has momentum now. In football games, somebody always has momentum. But the sports curmudgeon gags that the season of 2002 seems to be even more top-heavy with momentum than ever before. The sports curmudgeon asks all psychiatrists and psychologists within the sound of his sweet voice, aren't NFL coaches the most work-obsessed jackasses in the whole world? As far as the sports curmudgeon can tell, you can't be an NFL coach unless you sleep in your office and get up at 3 in the morning to study films every day. The sports curmudgeon says, hey, NFL coaches, go home to your wives and children, drink some scotch, and watch all the old Seinfeld reruns you never saw because you were watching those stupid game films. The sports curmudgeon is certainly not politically correct, and in fact, very seldom correct at all. And the sports curmudgeon says, hey, it's okay for teams to call themselves Braves and Warriors, and okay, maybe Indians is passé, but it's not mean-spirited. But really, even an insensitive hard heart like the sports curmudgeon thinks it's time for the Washington Redskins to get a new name. And most important of all, full of wisdom and venom alike, the sports curmudgeon also says, no, sorry, sports fans, the sports curmudgeon has lost his momentum.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.